Yo, it's my birthday in like 14 days. Third level and that.
Third floor.
Yeah, this whole floor business.
And third level of light.
I'm just being
just because you're still on second level, donate. How is the view down there?
Listen, whatever makes people feel good, it's fine. I just think it's at a...
I only heard the whole floor business the other day.
Yeah. They say that. And then there's also this thing where people rate their years based on the time of year. Like, so basically, everyone's life goes from January to December.
Okay.
And it's like, so... Okay, hang on. So everyone lives from January to December, yeah?
Standard.
So let's say your infant years, they're like January.
Okay.
Or like let's say 1 to 5 is like January, 5 to 10 is like February, and so forth and so on.
Oh.
So it's like, let's say someone is turning 50, they'll be like, oh, you know.
I'm in May.
October. May at 50?
That's the fifth month. Yeah, people live to 100,
you
know.
It doesn't work like that, because that means you're going to have to live until 120.
Oh, okay.
I think
fine.
People,
at
think
least August
off.
Then. No.
Anyway, I don't know what the Russians are in regards to what year is what year, but I have heard that before. Like, oh, you know, the way I heard it was someone who said I'm coming out of my summer months. I'm going into my winter, and you know, there's nothing good in the winter.
Now it makes sense. I was wondering what's going on. Like, oh, my youth God. Is behind me.
I'm going into winter. You know?
I'm going
some people really like winter.
No, there's not, so you know there's nothing good. Yo, silver fox and that.
Taya Nichols. Nichols.
Taya, yeah.
Huh?
Taya Nichols.
I don't get it.
Okay. Gone.
The black guy that was killed by 5 police officers in America.
Oh, I think I heard about this. You got caught on camera. They were beating him up, like kicking him and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo. Didn't hear much about it though on the radio.
Yeah, you didn't. And the police officers were black.
Oh, I did hear about that. Yeah. Definitely. Someone was saying that. Yeah. Oh. Honestly, it's so frustrating, such a letdown. You know when you're like on a moral pedestal, like trying to preach the gospel to everybody, oh, you white police officer, you killing us. And then one of your own, and it's one with them, you're like, oh.
Ow!
Let's be fine.
We are America.
There's no black or white.
We don't see color.
We're all Americans.
and that's the thing, because to be honest, I don't think it's gotten that much
attention. Yeah, you're right.
It hasn't
been
really on the forefront of many things. Because I am sure there would have been marches and protests if those police officers
were black.
Had been white.
I mean white, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
And then I know apparently another officer has been relieved of his duties, a white guy. And I was scrolling through Twitter and people were like, oh, he doesn't get arrested. Guess what? Because he's white. And I'm like, how are we turning this back onto
color?
You know,
onto
sometimes
color
it gets to a point. Yeah.
When it is what it is. Mm. Like, it's almost like we're trying to find, like, somebody made a good point. Again, I was scrolling through Twitter reading what people were saying when I found out about it, because I was like, I don't even know how I came across it, because it hasn't really been like mainstream.
I mean, it has.
It hasn't been down your throat like George Floyd and everything else. They haven't been shoving it down your throat consistently.
Yeah, that was a movement.
But somebody was saying, I don't understand how a black guy killed by 5 black police officers equals white supremacy.
No, who's claiming it's white supremacy, though?
Because that's what some of the comments were alluding to. that is a, the police system is a white system, and that's why it's targeting black people. So even when you have black police officers in a in the police force
is a white thinking.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I could make that argument.
I can see that argument. I mean, I could make it, but that was like if I was clutching at straws.
But then doesn't that defeat the whole argument that people make to say, oh yeah, we need more black police officers. It's not a police officer thing, then, is it? It's a system thing.
Yeah.
So even the white police officers that have harmed black people, shouldn't
they should be looked at the same as
Yeah, it's a system thing. It's not you them. As a police officer.
Yeah.
It's a system.
Yeah.
But that's not how it's looked at.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, it's I'm just
throwing out.
No, I haven't actually watched the video because I know when it was being released, because I think I heard about it on the Wednesday. They're saying the video is going to be released on the Friday.
Mm.
I think it was being released at like 11:30.
The video.
Have you watched the video?
It's bad.
Is it really bad?
The whole video.
I watched the whole video.
How long is it?
How long is it?
Maybe 2-3 minutes.
That's cut down. I know the video is a lot longer than.
Oh, you mean the full video?
The 2-3 minutes is like a condensed version.
Oh yeah, because
probably
had commentaries.
Probably one that someone cut down to report on or whatever. But I think the actual video, I don't know how long, maybe like 30 or 40 minutes or something like that.
But even the one that's cut down,
I wouldn't trust that because that's cut down to tell a story. Because I haven't watched the video, so
if it's cut down to tell a story, there's certain things you can't manipulate to tell a story. For example, a police officer saying, "I'm gonna break your effing arm."
Well, yeah, because
not in the context of, oh, you know, if you keep doing that, I'm gonna accidentally break your arm because of the no, in a threatening way, like I will break your mother effing arm. Watch the cut down video, because how do you justify police officers punching a person? Even if you're cutting down, literally like blows going for the person.
I mean, if the person is being violent towards police,
the person is not being violent.
No, I'm just saying that.
Like, if you watch the video,
how do you justify? I'm saying if the person is being violent.
But you're in that kind of profession. Even if a person is being violent, I don't think the police train you to
you're
literally
not supposed to go
box
Jason
somebody
on citizens.
Yeah, but police are human beings as well.
Yeah, that's fine. But is it that
an argument? They should be held to higher account. Yes. I know. And like I said, I haven't watched the video, so I don't know. Yeah, but
how have I? I didn't even know there was a video. To be fair.
Yeah, no, it has crossed my radar. And Fatani is right. It didn't get as much. No, it is getting coverage, but just like a news article.
Mm.
So the news is saying, oh, and in America, blah 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 blah. And then in other news, blah blah blah, and then they're moving on. Not like the George Floyd, where literally
then,
the whole 1 hour of news article was the George Floyd story.
Here's a devil's advocate, like level 1000. What's wrong with that?
With what?
With the fact that it's not getting mainstream coverage. What's wrong with it? Is that a problem?
Not for me, is it? No.
I don't think it's a problem, but for me, it's more the
hypocrisy.
It's almost like, remember that time when COVID started, we had people in the family that were like, COVID doesn't exist, and they're on a pedestal for time until they got COVID and it almost took them out. When they recovered, did they say, Pim?
you never stubborn ones like me on our deathbed. COVID is not real.
Did they say anything when they recovered from the COVID that wasn't real? They literally went underground and then they never spoke about COVID not being real ever again. Like, at least put your hands up and say, you know what?
I was wrong.
COVID is a thing.
Up.
It almost took
it
me
almost
out. But no, they literally went silent.
But isn't that better than that them coming back with like some next excuse? No, it's not COVID. It's the Mexican flu.
Being quiet is better than that. But I think the point Fasan is making is the decent thing to do would be like, yo, I know I said it doesn't exist, but that thing that doesn't exist nearly killed me. So
at least say something nearly killed me. You don't have to maybe say
it
like
it doesn't exist. But
we're in the COVID time. And something almost killed me.
What do you mean you were left? Where were you going? On holiday, Nama.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you. No, I was just saying that because the weird thing about life is, and I think I made this argument a long time ago to say that I don't know what we're talking about, but there never isn't always one path, because the whole movement is trying to, the whole race thing, right? So if something happens and race is not involved, so to speak, from the protesters, then it's every day as normal. Then it's like, because, you know, okay, then, for example, you know, guns.
How is race not involved? Because it's another black man killed by the police. That's then, what they've been, that's what people have been crying about. So race has always been, race has always been at the forefront of police brutality. You can't, I don't think those two things for the longest time have been going hand in hand, especially when it's a black person that dies.
I think the problem is that a lot more, anyway. Even Chin made this argument a long time ago on the podcast. We're talking about, unfortunately, there's a lot of crime within the black communities in America and also over here, right? And unfortunately, that's created a certain mentality in the police force towards black people, right? And then that's led to certain overreactions or overactions from the police point of view that it, unfortunately, is resulting in fatalities, right? Now, and you cannot escape the fact that it's like, up until now, it's mainly been white police officers to black youngsters. And the way they are treating them in comparison with other, let's say, white youngsters, has been completely different. So that's why people rose up and said, no, this is not right. You know, that's why they were speaking against. Now, if there was no color, black, white, yellow police officers were, you know, treating black, yellow, white youngsters all the same, then their cry would have been, hey, police. Police are tough, you know. Police, it wouldn't have been, race wouldn't have come into the picture. You see, so there is, I'm seeing that it's almost like that's what people want. People want, if police are gonna be brutal to everybody alike, don't discriminate. You see, therefore we all join hands and then cry against police brutality, but they are being brutal towards black people only. So that's made people stand up. So when a black on black happens, or sometimes even a white on white happens, there's no news there. You see what I mean? It's like, you know each other, kingship, innit?
But why beat where, each other where, up. why is there no news? For me, the problem is, why is there no news when the context is the same? When it's an innocent black man.
We don't know that.
Well, it was just a stop. He, at the minute, they haven't said he was guilty of anything.
Have they not? Because, like I said, I heard it in passing, so I should probably fact check before I say anything. But from what I heard, he was a wanted person.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I'll fact check. Carry on.
If he was a wanted person, right?
Sorry, go carry on. Yeah,
I don't think the brutality I saw in this video is justified. And even if he was a wanted person, it doesn't take away from the fact that, for example, when we were speaking about George Floyd. There's plenty of things that he done to be suspicious. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Finish your point. Because I think I want to comment on your earlier point, not what you're saying.
No, the point I'm trying to make is the similarities are too much for the level of silence.
Okay.
And I'm questioning, is the silence because it's black police officers and therefore it doesn't fit into the narrative that's been written thus far? It sort of takes.
Yes,
is it?
Yes.
Is the silence because something like this, people are seeing it as taking the movement backwards?
No. Well, I can't speak for them, but I would say, in my opinion, it's a silence because it's not a racial conflict. So there's nothing to speak about. So the example I wanted to give, I hope this example is going to fit, right? Let's say there's an uproar on domestic violence where men are hitting women. Right? And people are marching. If you are going to hear a man and a man got into a fight, or a man beat another man, you know, no, because the term domestic violence, I guess,
changes the
covers
context.
The house. So even if it's a man and a man, technically it's a domestic violence. But what I wanted to speak about was basically, if a man is hitting a, you know, this whole men shouldn't hit women kind of thing. You know, you're a man shouldn't be hitting women, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's that whole narrative. It's like, even if we got to it, as a man, I can't throw a punch. I need to walk away. But that changes when it's me and Chin. You know, it's almost like we are allowed to throw punches and fight, because it's not the same. It's no longer man and woman. It's like, now we're two men. So the point I was saying is that it could be, for me anyway, I don't know, I haven't read enough around it to see what's going on, but it could be, it's not a racial thing. There's no one who's being racist there, technically.
But don't black
it's li- just brutality.
Don't black lives matter regardless of who's killing the black lives?
I think black
do black lives matter only when white people are harming black lives?
I think so. It's like back in the days, the Martin Luther's and the whatnots and the whatnots, they were fighting against a system that looked down upon white black people, right? Not necessarily let's end conflict altogether. You see?
So if let's say a system of black people rose up, mm-hmm. and that system was oppressing black people, then we should be okay with that, because
I wouldn't say we should be okay with it, but it wouldn't fit the narrative of Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter was birthed because white people, so to speak, in brackets, were oppressing black people again. So that's why that rose. So no, we shouldn't be okay with it, but then whoever wants to speak about it has to go start their own movement. You can't fly under the banner of Black Lives Matter. So that's why I was saying that now it can just be about police brutality. You know, or someone can be like, guys, we are all kingship, black on black, what are we doing? And then, you know, black people can have a meeting and try to squash the beef in it.
Have a kumbaya, but...
And kumbaya, yeah. But anyway, like I said, I don't know, you know...
No, I was going to say that with, I feel like with this, because I think the closest I've seen is like 30 seconds or so, during a news briefing. But I feel like this video is less defensible. Is that the word? Defensible than the George Floyd one. If I feel like the George Floyd one, you could be like, yeah, but you know, you could make an argument for it.
If what Fasani is saying,
but
incorrect,
this one,
are you gonna be defending?
Yeah, no,
come
that's
on.
What I'm saying. That
do you remember? Challenge me.
Well, with this one, from the little I've seen and from what I've heard, not with my own eyes, but. From what I've seen and from what I've heard, but then I went back to what I've seen, not with my own eyes.
Okay.
It does seem pretty bad. It does seem pretty bad. And I agree with Fatani. If anything, a discussion should be happening right now to say, guys, we black people, we thought we're the victims, but what's going on here? You know? But this is what I've always said.
There are bounties. That's what's going on. There are bounties.
Yeah, this one was obviously we don't know because we can't go back in time, but I've always said that if slavery was reversed, black people would have wiped white people out. We would have wiped them out.
The only reason being, as a black person, I'm speaking on behalf of all black people, we are just so hardworking, so dedicated. So, when we do something, we do it thoroughly.
But I've been chasing them in the fields of stones.
Listen.
There goes white.
Ah, jeez. All right. Okie dokie. Anyway, we're in February now. Happy February. Pro Nick, like you said, you turn another year older.
Valentine is coming.
Absolutely. February.
Where's your boyfriend?
It's a month of love.
Right,
the Valentines and whatnot, which of course I don't subscribe to, but
nor do I.
I did find it interesting because someone brought something across my radar, so I want to ask you guys to see what you think. So they threw this my way to say that, oh look, these are 20 sexist comments.
Oh lord,
that 20 sexist.
What are you all on
compliments? 20 sexist.
Oh, not his pronunciation. What he's saying.
That men should stop saying to women.
Oh, Lord. Right?
So I found this interesting because obviously we have a woman and we have a man.
I don't think I don't ever think I'm a good enough representation.
We always do
of
this
women.
When there's one no, of no. the other gender.
I don't think I'm a good representation of the gender.
That's absolutely fine, but you are representing your gender.
It's all right. Okay. It's all right. Hold on. Fine. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I now identify as a woman. For the next 30 minutes. Isn't that what we're allowed to do? You can just pick and choose.
I don't think we're to the countdown. I don't think that's where it was going.
He thinks it's T-Pain. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. That's not how it works.
All right, so there are now two women on this panel.
So sexist compliments that men should stop saying to women, and I want to know what you guys think, right? Okay. And listeners, also, you know,
do the usual.
Yeah. Think about it.
Throw your two cents in.
See what you think as well. Okay. So the first one is, so this obviously a man talking to a woman, mm-hmm. saying, it's cool that you know so much about football.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, I'll tell you. So apparently women can know just as much, if not more, about stereotypically male-centered topics such as sports, things like football, basketball, and baseball are not solely for male enjoyment.
But how often do women sit and complain at the fact that their man is glued to the TV watching the footy and they're not interested in the footy? When football is on, it's like, oh, the football is on again. Yes, there's women that are very interested in the football, mm-hmm. but if you watch a football game and zoom into the stadium, it's predominantly men. And I don't understand.
This is the first
one. I'm stressed.
You better take a breath.
I'm already stressed.
We're just on the first one here. Okay.
I don't see why that's an insult, because that's just someone acknowledging your knowledge in something. Like, that's what it is. Yes, it's for, and even the article says some, it's stereotypically
male.
A male knowledge front. Mm-hmm. And stereotypes are rooted in some level of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see the problem.
So Fatana gives you the green light, Prone?
You know, as you were reading, the joke that came to my mind.
What?
World Cup. I'm not sure what that game was. The woman commentator.
Oh, my word.
On TV.
Oh, my word.
Detailing everything. And then this one passes to this one. This one passes to this. That's a backflip. Hey, woman.
I was just shouting on the screen. Shut up. I can see what's happening. Tell me stats. If I tell me things I don't know.
Oh, honestly.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay, I'm also giving you the green light, simply because, unfortunately, not or fortunately, people have studied the sexes, the genders, the male and the female, right? And the world is built on certain things that typically, being the key word, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's say typically are a male thing,
mm-hmm.
right? For example, we have women truck drivers. But how many of them can you say that you see on the M6? It's going to be almost one every 15 hours, mm-hmm. right? Because truck drivers typically are men. Now, that's not a sexist thing. It just means that women look at that profession and think, I don't want to, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They would rather do something else, right? Mm-hmm. And like what Fatsen was saying, that's how you come up with a term like stereotype. It's typically, that's what it is. To say, so when it comes to sports, it's the same thing. You know, typically sports, football, for example, not all sports, but typically football used to be a man thing. And that's why not so long ago, the women were up in arms. Oh, women football needs to be mainstream as well, and so on and so on. Because typically when it started, that's what men were doing. Whether it was because of opportunity or not, that's a discussion of another day. But typically it was a male sport. Mm. So when you meet a girl that's into it, you know, wears the shirt and everything, sits on the couch and is pronouncing all their names like, no,
Mbappe!
Imagine, you know what I mean? That is surreal. A friend of mine I was talking to recently during the World Cup, she was like, oh, you mean the men wearing shorts and chasing around the football? Did you just call them wearing shorts and chasing around the football? Like, what is wrong with you?
It's an accurate description.
Exactly.
I'll give you an example, like, at the school that I work, every lunchtime, so the lunchtimes are divided. Every lunchtime, the year 7 boys will come, Miss, can we have the football? They'll run off with it. The year 8 guys will come and their lunchtime, Miss, can we have the football? At no point do a group of girls come and say, Miss, can we have the football?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That's just in a small setting.
Mm.
And that's a good representation, because that's youngsters, that's growing up in this society right now.
Mm.
The so-called woke society. You see? Yet that you're not seeing that. You see what I'm saying? So, and it's the same thing when you flip it around as well. You know, like, you know, let's say these, and I know there are guys that are interested in like Love Island and things like that. But for me, it's like there are certain shows or certain things that are women-centered as well. So I'm sure for females, it's the same thing. If a guy comes and is into something that's, you know, known to be a woman thing, the woman will react the same thing. Oh my days, like you're into that. Oh, sit, let's talk. And then you're going to do your own gossip thing. It's not sexist.
Oh my God, it's so good that you know so much about Twilight.
There you go, something like that.
Something like that.
You see?
Fair enough. Okay, so the first one, you're both giving a green light. Okie dokie. So second one. You really like to eat, don't you?
I don't we're humans, we eat. Like, I don't understand. Okay, I'm guessing the implication of that is
the guy assuming that
the woman is going to think that he's calling him fat. But wait, I like to eat. I like food. Show me a person who doesn't
Is that how you're taking it?
I'm guessing that's how she's taking
that's
it.
That's how I'm understanding it, why it's sexist.
Okay.
I'm reading behind as to why a woman would find that offensive if a man said it to them. Like, let's say they're on a date and they say, oh, you really like to eat. They might take that as a, is he calling me
fat,
chubby? I mean, that's what I understood as a woman.
What did you understand from
it? Oh, I understood it as, it, and for me, this one would be sexist, I think, because I'm understanding it as that mentality of, you know, how women are supposed to be petite and whatnot, that kind of thing, ideally. So the mentality is that they don't eat as much as men, right? So if we're going to sit down, if we're going to eat, I'll probably have a heap of food, you have a heap of food, and Fatsan is expected to have like a little bowl of food, but the same food, right? So if we're sitting here and I have a heap of food, you have a heap of food, and she has a heap of food, we're going to turn around and be like, yo, you like your food, don't you? So that's how I'm understanding it.
But I still don't think that's sexist.
Yeah, so I think the article comes at it from your perspective, Chronic, the way you've understood it. The thing is, I just don't think this is a compliment. Is this a compliment?
It's not. I don't think it's
firstly, it's not a compliment. That's it's just a fact.
For me, I was confused as to why it's included, because it's not a compliment. You don't term this, it's a statement of fact.
No,
maybe.
It can't be a compliment.
Saying, how? How you
it can be.
In what way?
Based on what I'm
someone saying compliment.
No, based on
you
what
say
I've
it
said.
As a statement of fact or as an observation.
No, as a good thing.
But you say a compliment with the intent of complimenting someone.
Yeah, no, okay.
So I feel like it would be a compliment to,
if
you added more words to it. Like, oh, I like a girl that likes to eat. That's a compliment.
No, that's fine.
But
I'm talking about this is the statement. That's,
but that's what I'm saying. That's
us.
What
but
I'm then, saying.
That's
the
how
you like
go,
to eat,
that,
don't
that,
you? How's that a compliment?
Because of what I've said, that women are typically seen to eat small portions. So if I'm a guy that likes to eat a lot, right, I could feel some type of way about someone who's got like one
then
grain
how
of
is
rice
that
and,
like a
and
good
one
way.
Bean.
So
exactly.
Like a good way.
So like you really like to eat, don't you? It has to be. Otherwise,
it's
you are right.
Just
it's not
a
making
fact.
Sense.
It's just a
so
fact.
It has to be in a good way. So it has to be like, oh my days, that's good. I like a girl that eats. So basically what Fasani said.
Oh, maybe we'd have to give more words, but I don't think it's a compliment.
So are they supposed
to... you're saying green light?
Yeah, compliment because it's just... It's just a fact.
Green light?
No, red light. It depends. Because like what I'm saying,
the statement I've given you is you really like to eat, don't you? That's the statement. Obviously, we've already
red light.
But
that's
you,
sexist.
But
that's
a you
sexist.
Feeling because you're saying it from a perspective of a man being feeling like the woman is eating more than them. And
No. That was just a discussion we were having.
All right, fine. Okay, the next one then. I'm getting these compliments. I never would have guessed you could lift that.
Green light.
I don't see the problem.
That's a compliment.
So you say it is a compliment.
It's a compliment. Okay. Again, same thing. Even by just looking at you and Fatsan. You are okay. But I know for a fact both of you don't go no gym, right? Fatsan, you might attempt to do some exercise, but you do nothing. You just sit in your bed and eat,
like that,
right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
But yet, looking at you, physiologically, if that's the right word, you are looking more masculine, more like the assumption would be you are a lot stronger, right? Because when you know someone comes knocking on the door, he needs to get out of here. So you are actually looking a lot stronger than her, despite the fact that both of you have a pretty much similar lifestyle, right? So, of course, she's going to be unable to lift certain things, you know. Now, if you meet a girl that, let's say, looks like Fatsani, or maybe doesn't look like Fatsani, maybe she's actually a beaut or whatever. We don't care. But then she goes ahead and lifts something that you deem heavy. And that's the key. Sometimes people, when I'm delivering parcels, they will ask me, oh, is it heavy? I hate that question. Because I could say, yes, it's heavy, and then you lift it. No, it's not. It's like, that's subjective. Are you strong enough? So I always tell them, I don't know, nudge it. You tell me. Is it heavy for you? Right? So if there's a parcel that you deem heavy, right, for you, and you thinking or knowing or assuming you're stronger than her, Therefore, you're going to think there's no way she can lift it. Mm. So if she then comes and goes, whoop, you'd be like, yo, I did not think you could lift that. That's a compliment. You're actually saying that you're strong. And again.
So what do you have to say about the commentary behind this? Because it says, believing that women are the weaker sex is a great injustice to the incredible feats of strength they perform on a daily basis.
But strengths come in different shapes and sizes.
Exactly.
There's strength in brain power. There's strength in perseverance.
Patience with the children.
There's strength in patience. There's strength in emotional resilience.
Exactly.
But there is also physical strength.
Exactly.
And we can't run away from the fact that, like Pronick said, physiologically, men are built stronger.
Yeah.
They can put themselves in a position. They can put themselves in a position where.
Why didn't you react like that when I said the exact same word?
Did you say physiologically?
Yeah.
You say it.
Physiologically.
He actually
no, I
said it.
I said it.
I didn't hear it. Maybe because it was coming from you.
It's fine.
My brain
I understand.
My brain was like, no, that can't be him.
But yeah, so
that can't be coming from him.
But yeah, it is what it is. And I always give this example. There's certain times where I'll need something lifting and I know I can't lift it. And I'll call somebody who can. And most often than not, it's a man. I'm like, can you come lift this for me, please? And that's just that.
All right, so Pronick for signing green light on that one.
I think the problem is that...
Green light on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, next one. You look pretty with makeup on.
Green light.
But isn't that why women wear makeup?
Exactly.
To look pretty.
I get
where people come from because it's like, oh, then am I not pretty without makeup on? That's a whole different
but
argument.
But that's not a sexist discussion,
You look pretty with makeup on. If you look pretty with makeup on, you look pretty with makeup on. Why are you wearing the makeup if it's not to look pretty?
Mm-hmm. I'm failing to see how implying that someone doesn't look pretty without makeup on is a sexist thing.
No, this says you look pretty with makeup on.
Yeah, no, I'm just going off the bat of what Fatan was saying, right?
Okay, fine. Let me read you what it says then. Mm-hmm. Again, here we go with telling women that their value as a person is based solely on their appearance. Men aren't expected to make themselves up to get through their day to day, and neither should women.
And see, women are not
the thing is that
too. We can choose to wear makeup, we can choose not to wear makeup, and I think we need to start realizing that society is the way society is, and if we're not okay with society, we need to start making those changes for ourselves. So if I want to be confident enough to walk around without my makeup, that's not going to come from somebody else telling me that's okay. I need to find it within myself to tell myself, you know what, I'm fine without makeup. And if we're waiting for a big U-turn, it's not coming, because at the end of the day, makeup brands need to sell makeup, and they're not going to do that by telling people don't wear makeup. They're not, are they?
L'Oreal, you're beautiful as
an
you are.
Influencer that's attached to a makeup brand is not all of a sudden going to start posting pictures without makeup, because then they're not getting paid. They're not getting their bag at the end of the day.
That's fair.
So I don't know why we're waiting for this huge societal change. It's not going to happen. Everyone is trying to make bag at the end of the day. That's what's happening. Alicia Keys saw it and she said, listen, I'm going to do this for myself. I don't know if anybody's following me behind, but I'm going to strip my face and I'm just going to be me.
And to be fair, wasn't she that she was wearing makeup? She just wasn't wearing overly top makeup.
Yeah.
So she was still wearing, she was still like doing her face. She just wasn't doing it to like appear like a completely different person and hide blemishes. Mm. I don't know. But when it came out, I think I read a bit into it. And I think that's what she was saying. Like, you know, she may put like the old foundation or like mascara or whatever. Look at me talking makeup lingo. You see? Are you going to tell me, I'm so impressed with your makeup knowledge?
I am impressed with your makeup knowledge.
Thank you very much.
Then.
You know, contour and stuff.
Just because you said mascara.
Contour and base. You do you even know what base
foundation.
Is?
Foundation.
What's base?
Base is what goes on before the foundation.
I'm actually impressed with the two of you.
Culture people. We're a culture.
Do you feel like I'm being sexist right now?
Yeah, no, what do you mean? I'm happy.
And that's a good example.
I'm glad you acknowledge my
exactly.
knowledge.
Exactly. Because that's a woman's world, you know. Yeah.
Where does mascara go?
No, that's easy.
Just on where does mascara
eyelashes.
Go? Oh. Listen. I'm impressed.
I am. No, for me, what I wanted to say was that women are pretty, men are handsome. Get over it. It's fine. Okay, you see a guy with a nice shape up. Yo, that car is making you look so handsome. You know, they wear a nice suit or nice shoes. Woof, you're looking really handsome. You know, men are handsome, women are pretty. Now, unfortunately, for whatever reason or from wherever, however, and I think it's from ancient times, because I think Jezebel actually used to put makeup on as well. I'm pretty sure the Bible doesn't say it, but I'm pretty sure she used to put makeup on. Okay, it alludes to it, right? But from whenever women started doing those kind of stuff with their faces to highlight their beauty. Right. So and unfortunately, because women are pretty, you know, that has always been a compliment. It's only now, because the society is now God forsaken, that normal typical things are now a problem. You know, why is it a problem to compliment someone's beauty? You know, you've sat down in the morning, spent, I'm pretty sure, an hour putting your makeup on. Yes, it's for your self-esteem. Yes, it's for your confidence. You know, yes, you want to walk tall and pride. I'm proud. I've noticed that. Woo, you look pretty with that makeup on. That's not a problem. That's a compliment. If she had not had the makeup on, I wouldn't have said anything. Who would have been offended? Nobody. And if I had said something without the makeup on, who would have been offended? Nobody. She would have been, oh, okay, thank you very much. If I had said, oh, you look pretty today. You see what I mean? It's not a problem. Green light. Move on. Next one.
All right, next one. You're so cute when you're mad. Again, so the writer says, no. Women are not cute when they are mad. They are mad when they are mad. Stop devaluing women's emotions and don't use the word cute for anything other than a stuffed animal. She's very bitter.
Like, something happened to
her. I'll give you a hug. Like, come right? find me. I'll give you a hug.
Yo, sit down. Let's
don't
have a cup of tea, innit?
Don't use cute for anything.
Anything stuffed animals.
Girls use cute. Oh, that bag is cute. Oh, girl, that bag is cute. That boy is cute. That's all we ever hear in
school. Oh, you're so cute.
Like, anyway, can we move on?
Because I think that's a green light. I mean, anyone that's been in love or loved someone or liked someone will understand that at a certain time.
It's a compliment, and this I feel like this is the thing about women, because all these things are only ever irritating and not a compliment when they're not coming from the right person. Because coming from the right person, a guy, you're in the middle of an argument or after an argument, you've sorted it, and the guy goes, babe, you're so cute when you're mad.
That's not going to start a fight.
It's not.
It's going to start something else.
Listen,
but not a fight.
A different kind of fight. But not the physical kind of punch you out, right?
No police will be called here.
But I don't know. I feel like this is really...
Just the fire brigade, because the house is on fire. So.
This is really like nitty gritty now. That's the word I would use. So nitty gritty, because a lot
like
of these things
she has nothing else
are
better
the basis
to do.
Of a basic relationship. And then I don't like the fact that it's being categorized all women. Because fine, some of these I'll agree with, I won't agree with, but that's me as a person, that's my makeup. If you put my best friend here, she'll sit here and she'll agree with ones that I've disagreed with and disagree with ones that I've agreed with. You put another female there, they'll agree with completely different ones than the ones we've agreed. And that's just because of the person that you are. And it all comes down to communication. Because if I'm with somebody, if I don't like them telling me I didn't know you could lift that, I just need to communicate to that person. It doesn't... But then I might be with somebody else and they tell me this exact same bit of information and I'm okay with it. So I think I'm not happy with the generalization that this is speaking for all women. I want to be called cute. You mad? I want to be told I look cute.
Some people will literally say, they'll send a picture dish and you forget to comment on it. You didn't say anything about this before.
No.
What
you,
do you,
you
mean?
Send the caption,
don't you think
do
I look cute?
I look cute.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So,
I thought I looked cute
so
today.
Green light on that. Okay, fine. We'll do a couple more then. I've skipped quite a few because...
Like
yeah,
I said, though,
yeah.
Like I said at the beginning, I'm not a good representation for women.
I never knew you were so funny.
That's just a fact.
That's not. That's just a, you can say that any human being.
Any human being. Yeah. Like,
can you move on?
I said that to Sharon the other day. I said I never knew your parents were that hilarious.
Oh, her parents are something else.
Yeah,
parents are
funny.
But should they be offended by that? The mum and dad together will bury you. Together, they will bury you. But yeah, should they be offended by that?
All right, last one that I'm going to read. There's a couple more, but they get sillier and sillier and sillier. But the last one that, you know, saying the last one, you've got balls.
Again, I see it. I see it. But again, you can say that to anybody.
But we're talking about in the context of as a compliment to a woman.
But
I'm green light. Green light.
Green light for me as well, because I feel like there's certain things that I don't know what the...
You're sleeping late at night. You hear a sound, a noise. First time he gets up, I'll go check it out. Are you not going to be like, yo, you're feeling brave today?
I get where the sexist is coming from, in the sense that why are you using male anatomy to
credit... Is it even about that?
Yeah, because why are you using male anatomy to credit my strength? That's what it's alluding to, isn't it?
Well, I misunderstood that one.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
But for me, it's that... That phrase is just used as a phrase to acknowledge something. Mm. It's, I don't know what the innuendo is, the wrong word. It's not an innuendo, but
it's a saying.
Mm. I'm not.
Because you can say that to a guy as well. Yeah, you have no balls. Grow a pair.
Yeah, no, but that doesn't do anything for discussing compliment.
No. A woman. What I'm trying to say is just to add on.
So what do you want to say to a woman? You've got tits. We'll probably be more in uproar at that than anything else. Like,
no, but I think it's a statement.
They say
the fact that you know, why is it when someone does something brave or courageous or out there, it's a masculine thing? Why can't that act not be a feminine?
Okay, then some come up with a new saying. Sometimes there's no point crying about something if you're not going to offer an alternative. If we can't say you've got no balls, then come up with something else that we can use in its place. Yeah. It's like, is what's that saying? If you've got nothing good to say, say no, not that one. You know, like when you're brainstorming, this happens in The Apprentice all the time.
If you've got nothing constructive to say.
Yeah, don't say anything at all. If you're brainstorming with people and you've got no ideas to offer to the table, there's no point shutting down ideas that are actually coming to the table. Mm. So if you don't like you've got no balls, bring something else to the table that can be used that fits all.
Anyway, like I said, there was 20 of them. We didn't get through 20 of them, but most of them were pretty much around the same nature, they were circling around the same drain pipe. And I think we hit the nail on the head halfway to say that this woman, whoever she is, was clearly
she should reach out to the podcast
the way somewhere.
If she can come join us, we can talk to we can talk through to her traumas.
Absolutely. Because
don't call anything cute but a stuffed animal.
What if the animal doesn't identify as an animal and now you want to try and call it cute?
Trust me.
Yeah, it did sound very bitter there. In any case, thank you very much for joining us here at Offbeat POV today. My name is Chin and I'm joined by
your one and only girl, Fatani.
And you're soon to be on Britain's Got Talent, Professor Nick.
All right, fantastic. So you know where to find us, all good social media platforms. You can watch our beautiful faces on YouTube and you can find us on Insta and Twitter. Do follow, give us a like, give us a share. Drop us a message as well.
Feel offended that you called my face beautiful. Ooh. That's very sexist.
In talking about drop us a message and whatnot, I've been thinking about that one comment about that guy on YouTube. Did you read it? Oh, what is wrong with the guy in glasses? Oh. Why is he trying to make a point where there's no point? The amount of times I've gone back on
that comment
and tried to respond to it, but I'm like, no, rise above it. Rise above it. All the died over CEO, you know, episodes are now, I'm now using that. I'm not utilizing them. I'm like, no, Nick, go to bed every night. I'm on that page.
Which one was it? I really want to read this comment.
I think it was the gender. Was it a gender one? No, it was Megan, the Megan Marco one.
Yeah, I think so. Marco one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, take a look after yourselves and stay offbeat.
Think offbeat.
Beat.